On the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
Ricey's Cubanos was founded in 2003 by Romay Edamano, his wife Maria, and their son Hugo. Today, Hugo is president of the company, and Montero is the executive vice president. It's the Honduran operation that rolls some of the Illusion cigars, many Alec Bradley lines, and a variety of private labels. Now, the company wants to be better known to the end consumer and has launched four new cigars bearing its own name. Each one is made with Honduran tobaccos, so these are all Honduran Puros. That means the wrapper, filler, and binder are all from Honduras. They range in an intended power from somewhat mild to somewhat strong. All the cigars are rolled with two binders and wrappers grown in Trojas.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Hey man, got a light? It's time for Smokes.
Hey guys, welcome to the Smokes episode where everything in life is worth the... You know, words are hard today.
Yep.
Everything
already
good in life is worth discussing. Why do we say this? I don't know. So I'd like to introduce my co-host to you. I got good old boy Benjamin on the ones and twos.
Hey, hey.
Next to him, I got good old boy Richie.
Here I am.
And then we got Mike back from the jail, right? Looks like you're pulling up the rear today. Didn't have anything better to do. Only so many Matlock episodes to watch.
Well, you know, I think you have to have a goal. And I think that Matlock is a poorly misunderstood program.
It is. Our smoke segments are all about cigars and, well, anything that's smoked. And as for this episode, we're going to cover cigars from Ricey's, Cubanos, and possibly choices for golfing attire.
Ricey's.
Okay. And yes, we're going to go over.
I said it right.
Yeah. You think you said it right. Yeah. We're going to go over the construction of these cigars and then give them.
Watched your video talking to him, and that is how he said his brand name.
You know what? That's not fair. That's not fair.
What, using your own video against you?
Maybe I forgot. Maybe I forgot.
Really?
I did 41 interviews in 3 days.
It's on the internet.
Yeah, I know.
And you can go back and watch the tape.
Roll that beautiful bean
like
footage.
Mike did.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll be rating these cigars from 1 to 5, with 5 being the best. Benjamin's going to give us an example. Go ahead and pick our example for ratings today, Benjamin.
Yeah, so we'll be smoking and discussing the cigars and rating them with our Sips, Suds, and Smokes ratings, plus our signature sounds. Here's one of those examples. 3. I'd smoke this again.
I knew he'd pick 3.
All right. If you are a cigar newbie, fret not. We got you, boo. We got you covered in our Cigars 101 episodes, where all of this cigar speak will be decoded. Just search for Sip Suds Cigars 101, and that episode should pop right on up, and follow the link in our show notes.
You think we should have like a warm-up, you know, episode where we can all read words on a page?
Maybe we should just read.
I don't know if I'm right there. I can't do that.
Or maybe we should just do a read-through, you know, like actors.
We had a chance to smoke all these cigars in advance, and most of us are going off our notes we recorded at the time. Some of us will be using the Barger dartboard methodology, where we might recall some of that information and proportional to the dosage flowing through our system at that particular moment.
Listen, you guys think that that's a bad thing.
Okay. One-eyed dartboard method.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, let me cover my good eye.
Listen, if you got 2 eyes, there's 2 dartboards.
You know what? If you made that a video, it's still would not be correct. Yeah, so... Well, I get to read the background on Ricey's Cabanos because I can handle all the big words and the most likely candidate not to be pharmaceutically enhanced at the moment.
Why is everyone looking at you?
I resemble that remark.
If you've smoked cigars for a long time and study the names of the factories behind the brands, you've likely come across the name Ricey's Cabanos. Ricey's Cabanos was founded in 2003 by Romay Edamano. I'm probably... Hose that, his wife Maria, I didn't get wrong, and their son Hugo. Today, Hugo is president of the company, and Montero is the executive vice president. It's the Honduran operation that rolls some of the Illusion cigars, many Alec Bradley lines, and a variety of private labels. Now, the company wants to be better known to the end consumer and has launched four new cigars bearing its own name. Each one is made with Honduran tobaccos, so these are all Honduran Puros. That means the wrapper, filler, and binder are all from Honduras. They range in an intended power from somewhat mild to somewhat strong. All the cigars are rolled with two binders and wrappers grown in Trojas.
I didn't think any of these were strong.
Yeah. Honduras. To work on this expansion and transformation, Ricey's brought on Ralph Montero, who used to be Alan Rubin's right-hand man at Alec Bradley Cigars. Ricey's Cabanos had a line before called Ricey's Cabanos 1941, which was distributed by Alec Bradley when it was owned by the Rubin family. But
good thing they dropped the 1941.
That brand was only sold for a year or so. So if you saw it then, good luck. And so... but it was never their main focus of their business. And so that brings us to our first cigar in the lineup, which Rich is going to introduce for us.
Yeah. So Ricey's Cabanos Clásico is blended to be the mildest of the new cigars, made from an all Honduran blend. Though Clásico leads towards mild to medium strength, it doesn't shy away from delivering a richly satisfying flavor profile. Each puff greets the palate with smooth, creamy notes, balanced by subtle sweetness that lingers. Hints of toasted nuts and whispers of spice create a refined complexity.
How many marketing meetings does it take to actually decide that you're going to use the word whisper? Yeah, whisper. It's like, no, it's just a little bit. No, it's like a whisper.
I'm just waiting for someone to sample George Carlin and be like, the thing flams.
There you go.
It flams and smokes.
Can't we just have a normal marketing meeting where we just make up words that are completely meaningless?
Yes.
At the end of the day.
Perfect. So, they described this as a mild medium blend.
Who did?
Well, I guess the company that made it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hence they.
Or they.
Who? What do you mean they?
The wrapper is from the Trojas region of Honduras over a binder from the... Okay.
Did you say Troy?
Hamastron
Valley in Honduras. Four fillers inside, each of which come from one of those two growing regions.
Yeah, words are hard, aren't they, Rich?
But, you know.
Yeah, make fun of me more.
I'm getting there.
That's real cool.
I'm getting better.
I can do that.
Yeah. Shut up, Richard. Benjamin, what you got for us? Or do you guys want to talk about this Clásico and how mild and medium it was?
Yeah. Well, I actually wrote down the word very mild smoke.
Yes.
So, I mean, there you go. Right off
I
the
thought
bat.
That this, yeah, it was very much on the mild side. But it had good flavor. The first third for me was pretty good. It kind of trailed off and got that little dirt taste towards the end, though, for me.
So for this one was one of those where I'm glad that I was in the activity that I was in while I was smoking the cigar, right? So this is the one that I took out on the golf course.
Oh, yeah.
Thought you were going to say you were using the restroom.
Yeah. That's wild.
Oh. So you were scuba diving.
Yeah, yeah. And underwater basket weaving while I was enjoying the Ricey's Cabanos Clásico. But it's one of those things where it's not always the cigar that creates that experience. And so while this may have been... very, very mild, right? I think this is a beginner's cigar, right? This is something that you could introduce somebody to cigars with.
Sure.
And it not be offensive and be something that was enjoyable. Being on the golf course and smoking that cigar while playing golf or out in the yard, you know, doing chores or something like that. I think it's a great pairing.
It's good chore and for stick.
Yeah, 100%.
Dog walker.
That's it.
Yeah. No, I thought it had, like, I liked the flavor, but it wasn't like, I'm not just going to rush out and buy these.
Oh, no.
You know, but it was, yeah, for what it was worth, it was a good
not
stick.
Knocking anybody down, yeah, with any, no, complexities. For sure. It's pretty straightforward.
For sure. Well, what do we got for a rating here? We got a 3. Where's the sound effect, Mike?
I'm getting there.
Yep. Come on now.
Sound effects are hard.
Yeah, I know. That's right. Everything's hard today. Everything's hard. But hey, we're going to be right back after these few messages. After these messages, we'll be right back. Remember that from our childhood?
Yeah, 100%.
Was that helpful?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And welcome back, sports fans. Oh, wait, wrong podcast. We're going to talk. We just got done talking about the Racy's Cubanos Clásico. We gave it a smokes rating of 3 for those that didn't hear. And up next, Benjamin is going to talk some more. Tell us something, Benjamin.
Yeah, on the stronger side are the Racy's Cubanos Liga de Reyes and the C5 Black. Liga de Reyes is made with mostly Honduran tobaccos, but one of the binder leaves is from Esteli, Nicaragua, a blend truly fit for kings, crafted with sophistication. This cigar offers a complex medley of flavors born from a masterful combination of 7 distinct tobaccos. Each variety was meticulously chosen to harmonize perfectly, delivering a rich, layered experience that evolves with every draw, from the first light to the final note. Wrapper is Trojes Honduras. Binder is Yamastron Valley and Nicaragua Esteli. And then the filler is also from Honduras, the Yamastron and Trojas regions. This one was a little bit of a letdown for me just because the...
Really?
Well, so the shade of the wrapper, right, in that darkness, I was looking for something that was a little bit more punchy. Right, okay. And then you see that it has a little bit of that Esteli tobacco in it.
Okay.
And so you're looking for some of this earthy tones, a little bit more strength, but I found it to be a lot more medium, maybe medium plus. Still some of those like dark shade tasting notes, some pepper on it. The retrohale was actually pretty nice.
So before we talk a little bit more about this one, I want to let you guys know a little secret. So they sent me 2 sizes of these things. Everyone got different sizes.
Okay.
Ooh.
So
the plot thickens.
I know.
So intriguing. 2 people got the Perfecto Torpedo of the Liga del Rey.
The C5, yeah.
The C5, and 2 people got Robustos. So who got Robustos?
Don't remember.
I think I got the
Robustos. So you 2 got the Robustos, yep. And we got the Perfecto Torpedos.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So what you're talking about, And this goes into play with how size, different variations taste different.
Oh.
You know, my favorite size. What's my favorite size, Mike?
Petite.
Petite Lancero. That's right. That's right.
Perfect. The pause right there is perfect.
With a cherry.
It has the best flavor. So you guys got the Robusto, and your thoughts on the Robusto were?
Yeah, I just, you know, I thought it was going to have a little bit more meat on the bone, if you will. I thought it was going to have a little more heft to it. and just found it to be, you know, a lot of those darker shade flavor profiles, yeah. Right? Like the black coffee's there. There's some, you know, like cocoa on it.
Yeah,
a
sure.
A little bit of, you know, black pepper.
But
not the real weight that I was thinking that it was going to have.
So that's funny because everything that you didn't have, I had in that cigar.
What are you trying to say? You're better than me or something?
No. I'm trying to say I'm going to give you one of the Perfectos to smoke.
After. Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So I just wanted to, that was an interesting thing that happened. And I was like, you know what? Everyone's going to get randomized here.
Well, that's why I was looking at him with a bit of a puzzled because I was really? Like,
right.
No, this does not
echo because my that notes. Absolutely was this. This is my favorite cigar in the lineup.
Exactly. In fact, I was going to lead off by saying this was my favorite, you know, out of the lineup. In fact, this is
twins.
The only time that I wrote the word complex was on this cigar.
Now, put this in the show notes. This is the first time me and Mike have ever had the same opinion.
Wow.
Hot dog.
That's big.
Write it down.
I don't think there's enough sanitizer to get through this. So yeah.
That's funny because I had, I mean, almost word verbatim, I had the same opinion as Ben.
Huh.
I mean, because I was waiting for like this real complexity with that these seven layers and all that. And I felt that, you know, I thought it was blended well and I thought it tasted okay, but it really wasn't that much bolder than the Classico to me. It was just kind of, you know, blah on that, in that note.
Well, here's the rest of my notes. Beyond just complex, I wrote down very nutty with like some black walnuts kind of leading the way. This is not a blend that has harmony. It's like three siblings fighting over the last popsicle.
Yeah.
So, you know, mine, no, yours, mine.
Yeah. Well, Mike has a family of 16. So,
I actually, actually paired this with a cocktail. It was an old fashioned, that I made with Davis County bourbon. But the drink completely overshadowed the cigar. So, it was complex in that it had a lot of these individual things that were going on, but they just were not working harmoniously.
So this would have been like a cigar you smoke alone, like no pairing.
So nobody can hear the screaming.
No, well, no, but like you're talking about
kind of like, years away like from
what
the
you
rapper.
Just, like what you just said is your bourbon overshadowed that cigar.
Because I make great old fashioned.
No, I disagree with that statement. However, that's another conversation. But you know what I mean? Like your punchy bourbon really overshadowed and your flavor got lost, you know, in their cigar.
It happens.
It does happen. But like I thought this cigar, I didn't actually pair anything with this cigar. I mean, I started smoking it and was like, you know what? This is pretty good. I'm just going to sit here with it. And I stayed with it and it was, that's what made it my.
So did you ever find that harmony with, you know, the binder and filler or
did it
feel like it was fighting?
No, about halfway through, you know, you really, once it starts to heat up and then you let it sit for a minute and then you pick it back up, it just starts to blend.
Rich doesn't know how to do that. Yeah. He just smokes them till
they dry. He just pops them like
once
a train.
The canoe, then they're just all done.
Yeah.
If it doesn't smoke fast enough, I'm eating it.
Yeah. That's right. I've seen him do this. It's fun.
Which I think, bro, what we should give as a gift to Rich is actually a cigar metronome. It's like tick, tick, puff, tick, 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 puff.
But no, tick, I think tick. This was a like very beautiful. I think this was a very beautifully blended cigar, and I enjoyed it. And it was probably my top. What do we got for it? Looks like we're giving it threes.
Yeah.
Well, just as you guys know, everything good in life is worth discussing. Ha, I said it this time.
Ding, ding.
Even. Wow.
Amazing.
Even.
After 5 years, he finally figured out our motto.
Even good golf attire.
To say on the tattoo.
Yeah. Some of us play golf together, you know, and my declarations are very much always, I'm about to figure out how to hit my new driver. But on a recent outing, Benjamin broke out some new shoes, and boy, they fancy. Boy, they fancy. Oh, his declaration was, these are some of the top-rated shoes. And how did that translate to improving your score, Benjamin? I mean, give me another minute and look, tell me about it.
I used to have someone tell me in my idol, it's got to be in you, not on you, right? So, obviously, the shoes didn't help. But at the same time,
they
you look
hurt.
Good, you feel good, right? And so got some mental game.
Are they helping you have more fun playing?
All the time.
I was making fun of him the whole time.
More fun for you, Mike.
What's great is you don't trip over the laces.
They're also not new. Had them for a while.
Okay.
I wear them semi-often when I play golf. Right?
Do you wear them when you don't play golf?
And Mike is just upset that he doesn't have the fashion sense.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah, you know, his foot joys are probably from 2008.
Guaranteed.
Oh, yeah. He got them right after law school.
I don't think he's ever changed the laces in them.
Yeah, they're same. In fact, he hot glued the laces together.
Yeah, they don't even make the golf shirt that he was wearing anymore.
No. Yeah, so I'll tell you what, guys. We love to talk about golf, and we're going to talk about golf while you guys listen to some commercials. And you don't have to hear us anymore.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
All right, welcome back, folks. And I'm going to tell you that I'm holding a shoe in my hand.
I have to say, those remind me of some wallpaper we found behind.
You know, I think I had this wallpaper.
Tell everybody what we're doing today.
Benjamin got some, had the shoes. Mike didn't realize that he had the golf shoes. We organized a golf outing, which I actually couldn't make.
I bailed on it.
And then, Benjamin broke out these fancy shoes now. Folks, I'm going to tell you, you remember that wallpaper in your grandma's hallway right before it transitioned to wood paneling?
That is such a good example.
Right before it transitioned to wood paneling in the kitchen.
It's almost like a Hawaiian shirt vibe to it.
But what's funny about it is it's almost like a crock.
It is, yeah.
It's kind of like,
yeah.
But it's like rubber and there's no laces.
But they're always in sport mode.
Oh, hands down, sport mode. Yeah. Like, for sure.
You don't have to hand it to me. They just feel
like something that, like, like the dishwasher at the Mexican restaurant's going to wear because he's going out after a date.
Were you giving me count? How many drives did you top on the front nine? It was like five.
I didn't keep count. I was the only one that put legit birdies on the card that day.
Oh, yeah.
Guaranteed that.
He did do that.
Legal guaranteed birdies. That.
I had one.
Yeah. Yeah. Almost drove the green.
Oh,
on a par four.
Right. Was it the shoes?
100%.
Well, we're going to play next week. We're going to play next week, and I'm not bailing.
What are you even talking about? So, yeah, it was the shoes.
Maybe these guys will all bail on me, and I'll go play with myself.
Yeah. And also,
do you know what this sounds? Is that familiar to you? That's like a call home.
We call those Poseidon's offering.
From the absolute legitimate website, top5best.com.
Well, so okay. That was the other part of the conversation, because when I asked...
These golf shoes are rated number one.
So I started
according
off,
to top5best.com.
I asked Benjamin, dishes or golfing? What part of Goodwill did you find these shoes at?
Factory direct, brother.
Which Goodwill?
And then that's how he retorted back. He's like,
and how many people did you have to fight over
golf shoes? Who rates golf shoes? I mean, where do you put that on your resume? I rate golf shoes. I mean, seriously.
I just wish that you had somebody's job. I just wish that you had the 50s wallpaper golf bag to go with them.
Hey, Christmas is coming up.
I'm telling you.
Well, we will definitely have a picture of these golf shoes available on our episode
It will be the border of this episode.
Yes. But yeah. If you seriously, just take a swatch of grandmother's wallpaper, it looks exactly the same.
It was fashioned after the couch.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
A wagon wheel.
Yeah.
The couch with the plastic covering.
They used to put rice bags with stuff on them back in the Depression, right? That you would make into dresses.
Yeah. You think that's exactly where it came from?
Absolutely.
I hope you record your, to have like a whole section of your games with the shoes and without the shoes to see exactly, which is the better influence.
Now, do these help you out at X Golf?
But I did volunteer to hold up a bed sheet all day long, because if I had stood 20 feet in front of him, he still would have topped it all day long and not hit the bed sheet. Yeah.
Look, hey, kids, I'm just glad he's not making fun of my golf game.
Simulator golf is not good for your game. I'm just going to get out there and say it.
Yeah.
Well,
I thought
the discussion was good.
All right. So I'm about to go over the Raíces Cubanas C5 Raíces. Black. Raíces?
Mm-hmm. Not even close.
Raíces. Which the company says is the strongest of its new cigar. Also has an Esteli Nicaraguan leaf in the binder. Some of its power comes from the Honduran wrapper grown in Trojes, using the fifth priming leaves from the top atop a tobacco plant. C5 Black draws its name and inspiration from El Corte Cinco, or the fifth priming, when the last and uppermost leaf, known for their rich, full-bodied character, are harvested from the plant. The premier wrapper is the cornerstone of C5 Black, infusing with a deep complexity and bold flavor profile. Paired with carefully selected tobaccos from the two renowned regions in Honduras, the result is a cigar that both intensifies and captivating, delivering an unforgettable smoking experience from start to finish. The wrapper is Honduras Trojes, the binder is Honduras Camastran and Nicaraguan Esteli, the filler is Honduras Camastran and Trojes.
Camastran.
Well, it seems like that's the three leaves they use for most of their line. And so, just like, some of the other stuff, this cigar was okay. It wasn't my favorite. We all know what my favorite was, if you listened to it earlier. But if you don't, it was the Liga del Reyes.
Yeah, this wasn't working for me. It was quite bitter up front. The rest of my notes here are a few burn line touch-ups. Kind of white pepper seems to actually, completely dominate the flavor of the C5 Black. Some wet cardboard thing, I don't know, happening on the on the finish.
So what size did y'all get?
I don't know.
I think ours would have been the Robusta. I think Rich and I got the same.
Did you split sizes again?
Sampler pack.
I split sizes on all four of these.
Wow. Okay. That makes this interesting.
I thought it would make it interesting.
I actually wrote down these words: this is not working in any measure of harmony. So I actually paired this with a very nice Evil Twin German Pils that was conditioned in oak. I really liked the beer. I did not like this cigar.
Yeah.
Great.
Let's talk about the drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the cigar was okay. I mean, like I said, you had a construction issue. I didn't have a construction issue. And I think you and me, Benjamin, got the same one of these.
Okay.
So
I didn't. I found the construction on these, all of these, to be pretty good.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Was yours a little nubby guy?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what me and you got.
Mm.
Yeah, you got the Robusto, didn't you?
Yeah, I got the Robusto.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I definitely felt that these are not as strong as they're advertised. Just like before, I like a good strong cigar, and this is not it for me. It was at best maybe a medium. Bold.
I mean,
maybe a medium.
I definitely agree with medium bold, but I think that construction quality, this is something that I found out, through going through this lineup, is I didn't have any construction issues. No, you guys might have had some construction issues. I don't know.
Well, I think it's also really tough to nail that down, because imagine if you had a box of these things.
Yeah.
Not all 20 or 25 or whatever are going to smoke perfectly.
Sure, sure.
Right. It's a trick that, my old man kind of always encouraged me to do anytime I was, buying cigars and going into that box kind of size, kind of try to grab one from the middle just because of the ones on the outside, maybe the box has a little bit of an air leak, or something like that. And so the ones on the outside aren't getting all the care that you would probably, you know, give to a cigar. So if you're just opening up a new package, maybe grab one from the middle. You probably just have your best odds there, and then let the rest of them kind of mellow out a little bit. And
my dad would say you're not holding your mouth right.
Yeah, sure. that's also a whole different episode.
That's right. It's for counseling 101.
Yeah, but that being said, I think I had the same experience. The not the construction issues like Mike had, but you know, real just kind of 2-3 notes, right? They're kind of, you know, first, second, third in the smoking of the cigar. I don't really see the lines of, you know, continuation there. They're not offensive.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. The smoking experience is still really nice. If I were in a humidor, would I smoke it again? Absolutely.
Right.
No.
But it's one of those things, you know, I think.
I mean, I would smoke it again.
Yeah. They're worth a revisit, but, you know, I think that a lot of my preconceived notions about shade and then blend probably hype me up a little bit more for some of these interactions than, you know, so my expectations were probably just instead of kind of going into it blind and just smoking the cigar.
Right. Well, what are we going to rate it here, boys? We're going to give it a 3. So it's pretty, you know, decent ratings coming through this stuff. Like I said, I wanted to make it kind of interesting and about how, you know, everyone got different, you know, two people got the same sizes and the other two got different sizes. So I thought that was interesting because that's going to make for some different, you know, notes. And when we talk about that in Cigar 101, and we talk about how size and things affect.
Yeah,
I know.
Complete.
I know.
Of course you do. Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, the time of day, where you're at, what you're drinking, who you're with, all
how
these
mad
things,
you are how about mad something.
What are your shoes like?
Yeah. All these things can affect your...
How much ribbon you got on the golf course right. About your sick golf shoes.
That's right. All these things can affect cigars, and we'll be right back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And welcome back to All Things That Mike Has a Problem With. Oh, wait, that's the wrong show.
No, it's not.
That's the other. Oh, this
is the show. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got it right. So we just went over the C5 Black from Reyes Cubanos, and we gave it a rating of 3. So just make sure you write that down, folks, if you're keeping track with us.
If you're keeping score, huh?
That's right. That's right. And if you're keeping score of how many words that got mixed up or
Benjamin Zero
mispronounced.
Must be the shoes.
That's right. That's right. But anyway, yeah. So overall, what do you guys think about this lineup? Well, what do you guys?
One, we still have one stick.
Oh, yeah. Do we? Yes. Oh, that's right. I forget Mike gets
I'm
to
going
talk
over
now.
The GRD3.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the last stick we had in this lineup is the GRD3. The GRD3 blend, which the company calls medium in body, is also entirely Honduran. It's a larger ring gauge, has surged in popularity. We set out to create a line that celebrates this trend. Introducing GRAND3 Grand 3, a collection of three distinct sizes that elevate the large ring gauge experience. Each cigar in the line delivers smooth, medium-bodied flavors, perfect for any moment. Whether you're looking for a quick escape, that would be my usual thing around Barger, a quick escape, a leisurely break,
you'll
or
never find
an extended indulgence session. Those are not words that I would use around Barger lightly. With Grand 3, you choose the perfect size to fit your day wrapper with much of the same thing. The Troas binders from Hamastron, Trios, and the two fillers from Trojes.
What is it the fat guy said in Austin Powers? Where's the baby?
Yeah. Here's some of my own notes about
the other wet meat.
The GRD3, very earthy with hints of cocoa. Hi,
it's the GERD 3.
A bit creamy. It's very full smoke on the draw. Mm-hmm. It's unbalanced with some spice coming in the middle that clubbed all that bitter, creamy flavor on the front third. This is a ring gauge that is not for the meek. I did not like how this felt in my mouth and my hand. It was just, this is not it for me. I actually had this with a Havana Club Añejo rum, and it did not pair very well at all with that. So
really, which one?
The ring gauge did not pair well with the, Havana Club.
I thought it might've been the other way around.
So, so no, the rum is fine.
Yeah, that's a great club. We're all a part of it.
Right. Do you know how to say Honduras? Yeah.
I thought, so this cigar was probably my second favorite. I did like this cigar.
Same.
And I think we got the same size.
Which one?
The GERD 3.
Which size?
It was pretty GERD.
It was pretty GERD.
Pretty GERD.
What size did you get?
I had the 660.
The 660, mm-hmm. So we had the Robusto.
Yeah, the short boy.
Yeah, short boy.
Yeah.
Now, 660, I think it was, I'm with Mike, it was way too, I had on my notes smoky, very smoky.
Well, it's a cigar. Sorry.
Well, yeah, but.
What do you do with this? You smoke it.
You're smoky. No, it's just I just felt like the ring gauge was way too big. I don't think the flavors really were something I needed that much.
It was one of those things where more is not better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I, you know, the 660, anything 60 for me is just a no-go.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not passing go. I'm not collecting $200. I'm just not doing it because that's not – 48 to 50 is probably my sweet spot.
I just don't think you get the concentration of flavor right in something that is that large. I understand that there's a market demand for them. I think if you're really trying to
I think it's for people that are chewers.
But you know, I think if you're really trying to dial in on
chewing,
the blend,
they need to get chewing tobacco.
Yeah,
all right. Well, I know. But I know people that they don't smoke cigars. They just chew cigars. And I'm like, well, what was the point?
That's ridiculous.
Why'd you pay $12 for a stick?
I've seen some people pick these big cigars because they think it's status.
That's what I was going to say.
And it's, exactly. I think you know, it takes me back to, you remember when we went to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania?
I do.
And this was probably 2011, maybe?
At least.
2011 to the Cigar International Cigar Fest, right? Yeah. This is the first time we'd ever been anywhere cigar related. This, me and Richie went together.
Had a great time.
Me, him, Jason Harper, and Andrew Hannigan.
That's right.
Who drove the whole way? Almost you and me, baby.
That's right.
That's right. I worked a 12-hour shift, and then we got in the truck, drove to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. I'll never forget it.
And Stump met us there.
Yeah, Stump actually met us there, and we were there. But this guy, literally, I'm not kidding. We get out of the car in the parking lot, and there's these older business type guys. This guy's probably 6'3", 6'4", 300 pounds. I mean, big dude. Like, he's not like a fat dude, but he's just like tall and like a big dude, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, brother, do you want a cigar? I mean, we're just walking up to the event. And I was like, well, that's kind of why I'm here. And he just reaches in his bag.
No, I'm here to inspect the paint.
Pulls out a cigar and just takes his cutter. And cuts like half an inch off the thing and hands it to me.
Yep. Ooh.
And I was like,
no.
Yeah.
I was like, thanks. You might have smoked it, but.
It just ruined it for me. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Like those kind of people. That's the kind of people that those cater to. Like business type think there's a status.
Business type or, you know, maybe good old boy with the big truck, big cigar.
Maybe
big hat.
Same guy with the lifted truck.
Yeah.
You know, I know what would have made this story so much better.
Strippers?
If somebody had been wearing these golf shoes,
I almost wore them.
If you had walked in with these golf shoes into the cigar festival, I guarantee you he would have not have taken off a half inch of that cigar.
He probably wouldn't have offered it to me, to be real honest.
Yeah. I just want to say this, that kudos to that guy for inviting me, not even knowing who I was, not even.
Sure he was well paid.
Well, yeah, sure, but like, hey, what is cigars for if not to engage, have conversations, meet new people?
I think it's to make fun of people that smoke a 660.
For sure, but like that guy welcomed me in when he didn't need to, and so that's great. So what are we gonna give this guy? We'll give it a 3.
Give it a 3.
Well, what did you guys think about overall the Raciest Cubanos?
You know, I kept on waiting. So the fact that they are behind some really great sticks with some other brands, I kept on waiting, you know, for this to just come around to be a lot better. And that just never happened.
I kept thinking maybe the next one will hit me better. But I actually thought the Classico was the best of all of these because it was just a lot more consistent. And I don't know, just felt like something that I would smoke again.
It's a great foundational smoke, right? Yeah. The Classico for sure. Yeah. At the same time, right? The production that they put out, I definitely had a little bit more expectation.
I would not go back to it again.
Yeah. Well, listen, Racy's, thanks for providing us with cigars for this episode. Yes. This is a lot of great stuff, but we're going to wrap it up today for the Smokes episode. I'd like to thank our host, good old boy Richie.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Good old boy Benjamin.
Smoke him if you got him.
Good old boy Mike.
You know, I think that I really need to go shopping for more golf shoes.
Yeah.
I think that's really what I need to focus on is finding good pairing to go with grandma's wallpaper.
Amen.
Decoupage.
Amen.
Decoupage shoes. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Did those shoes make any of these cigars taste better?
I only had one of them on when I was smoking.
There's your mistake.
Do you call it a construction problem or an execution issue?
Well, listen, folks, thank you so much for having us and being in your car and with your commute. And thanks for listening to us. And check us out online as well if you want.
Yeah, check out that interview we did with these guys
on the interwebs.
Yeah,
where you can hear him say his name correctly. Instagram instead of the way Barbara says
it. Go follow us on Instagram. We need your help.
Insta.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap it in the subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy, tap tap taparoo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.